This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's show of Charlottesville Insights. On this program, we love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check us out on the web, jeffgaffney.com or charlottesvilleinsights.com. You can also visit our fan page on Facebook at Charlottesville Insights. Please follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out lots of real estate information all through the week. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com, to get yourself pre-approved before you begin your house hunt in 2014. And that's very important to do. We'll talk about that a little bit on the show today. And today is another big Sunday in the spring real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions to homes for sale, and also our open houses. You can also check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Well, today on the show, we have real estate royalty with us. Joe Ost is with us on the show. Joe is a 40-year-plus veteran of the Central Virginia real estate market. We're going to chat with Joe about Charlottesville and Albemarle County a little bit from a historical perspective, and then we're going to get some of Joe's predictions about the market going forward. We also have Leonard Winslow in with us. Leonard is Senior Loan Officer over at Movement Mortgage. We have a bunch of mortgage questions to ask Leonard, so we're going to talk to Leonard on the second half of this program. But first, here is a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. Two articles I want to talk about. First one comes from House Logic. It says U.S. home sales are soft in March of 2014. Here's the data points from this article. U.S. existing home sales were flat in March. Home prices, however, are up almost 8% compared to March of 2013, according to the National Association of Realtors. First-time homebuyers, however, are stuck in a rut, but there are indications that the stringent mortgage underwriting standards are beginning to ease a bit, particularly regarding credit score requirements, but they still remain a headwind for entry-level buyers. We're going to talk to Leonard Winslow later about that very topic. Also, with ongoing job creation and some weather-delayed shopping activity, home sales should pick up, especially if inventory continues to improve and mortgage rates rise only modestly, says Lawrence Yun, the NAR, or National Association of Realtors economist. I think we're in for a great spring, but we'll get the prediction of Joe Ost on that in just a moment. Second article, it's kind of entertaining, really. This comes from the Wall Street Journal. The article is called What's a Word Worth? And here are the points on this article. Facts about fancy features and a touch of drama make a listing stand out. Some puffing is good, but don't go overboard. Home listings that tout property characteristics like granite countertops and wood-burning fireplaces in the description. Now, this is the MLS description, so this is kind of realtor-to-realtor advertising. These homes sell for a premium, says Benny Waller, professor of finance and real estate at Longwood University, who studied the makeup of listings. He basically studied for 6 years. He studied the listing the components of 6 years' worth of listing data. Quote, each property characteristic mentioned in a listing increases the sale price by just under 1% and its probability of selling by 9.2% on average. That means with 15 additional property characteristics, it would sell for a roughly 13.5% premium. Also, check this out, positive words such as beautiful, fabulous, etc. Words like that boosted the sales price by 0.9%, meaning 10 positive words in an MLS listing equals a 9% bump in the sales price on average. Other words, crown molding, wainscoting, built-in cabinetry, positive words, stunning, perfect, spacious. I just thought that was interesting because sometimes we talk about advertising and is it important, not important. Here's a guy down at Longwood University studied it all and says, yep, words are important. Well, this is Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a break. Be right back with Joe Oss. Please stay with us.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today on the program we have Joe Ost. Joe is the managing broker of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, the downtown office, and has been a veteran of the Central Virginia real estate market for over 40 years. Joe, you've seen a lot of markets, 40 years plus of real estate. What do you think of this market that we're in today, right now?
We got a strong market this spring, Jeff. We've really seen a lot of movement in the market locally. And, you know, you talked earlier about national numbers and how the National Association of Realtors have reported the numbers up, down, and around from time to time. We all listen to that. But, you know, real estate, when you get right down to it, real estate's a local phenomenon. We have a very strong economic position here in Charlottesville and Albemarle County and in our area. You got low unemployment numbers here, much lower than the national average, and so it's a strong market here, and all that leads to good real estate numbers.
It's interesting because as you look at the first quarter numbers, the market, Charlottesville, Albemarle County, down just a little bit. I think it's fairly explainable when you think about us realtors. We love to blame the weather, but the weather was harsh. We had a long, hard winter, and it's hard to sell with all that snow and cold weather that we had. So I think the numbers reflect that in terms of the new sales in the first quarter. But now, as pretty as it is, I see it just about to bust wide open.
Sure. You're going to see that reflected in the closings coming up in the next 30 days.
Yes.
That's my guess. And you're right. The weather did affect us.
So 40 years plus in the real estate business. If you would take us back kind of memory lane, if you think about 40 years ago, what the world looked like then and what it looks like now. Is there anything that comes to mind for you in terms of the biggest surprise? Is there anything like the renaissance of the downtown mall or a project like Stonefield or Forest Lakes or Glenmore or Old Trail? Is there anything like that that sticks out in your mind that, gee, 40 years ago, there's no way I would have predicted that?
Change. Change is the big word. It's amazing. When I look back at the numbers of things, the price of things I sold in 1970 compared to what they're selling for today,
yes.
I sold houses in Belmont for $15,000 that are selling for $400,000 and $450,000
wow.
and $500,000 today. You know, of course, renovation has something to do with that,
sure.
but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
We had houses selling in some of the western Albemarle subdivisions that were selling for $30,000 in 1970 are now selling for $600,000. So it's by a factor of 20
yes.
What the market was like in 1970. So that's a big change, a lot of cultural change we've seen. The growth, Albemarle County's a lot bigger today in numbers of people. The population's greater. And Charlottesville, you know, has grown a little bit recently, but for a long time Charlottesville didn't grow. And the growth we've seen recently is because the changes in the number of condominiums available. And I'm always amazed when I see new condominiums and new apartment buildings going up, and I say, where are all the people going to come from? And then I turn around and I hear, hey, they're all rented up. They're
right.
all full. How did that happen?
You're right.
Where did
they
come
from? And
a
new building's under construction.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. yeah. What would you say, because you've always been really good, really strong financially and with financial advice. We have a lot of first-time homebuyer, potential first-time homebuyers that listen to this show. What would you say to somebody who is renting right now and is thinking about buying a home? Should they jump into this real estate market? Should they wait it out and rent? What's your advice on that, Joe Ost?
Well, Jeff, I spent most of my career at interest rates above 8%. I can remember during the 70s, Virginia had a usury law, and when the interest rate went above 8%, you couldn't get a conventional loan any place in Virginia. It was not legal for us to make loans like that, and you could only get federal loans like FHA and VA, and those products just weren't that well developed in those days. We just didn't have a lot of federal product, and now, you know, most loans are sold to the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac government-sponsored programs. So I think the product available for financing for first-time home buyers today is vastly improved. You can get USDA loans with no money down or very little money down, and Leonard can speak to that in a few minutes.
Well, that's what a lot of first-time home buyers or potential first-time buyers still don't understand, is that there are still some mortgage products out there where you can get in for 5% or even less than that. You can, mm-hmm. like you referenced that USDA loan,
yeah.
that in certain areas you can get in, you could finance it almost 100%.
Yeah. And even finance the closing costs in some cases.
Phenomenal. Now, what do you think about new construction? You every time you turn around, we went through this lull. Started about 5 years ago when kind of the real estate recession came to town. You saw a lot of builders go out of business. You saw new builders now come back into business. And now we're starting to see this renaissance of new construction. It seems like you turn around every corner, you see a lot of new construction. What do you think about that?
Well, the issue in the city is finding lots.
Right.
And so Albemarle County still has plenty of lots available. And I think the builders are, you know, wide open right now, building a lot of houses, and they're selling. Not, you know, that active in the new construction market myself personally, but you can probably speak to that better than I can, Jeff.
Yes. The new construction world has changed because when Ryan Homes came to town, and they also build under Envy Homes, that brought a new model. You had kind of Wall Street money behind them, publicly owned company that could come in, and they have a lot of money and they can tie up a lot of land quickly. But their process of building, they build a fine house, but they don't build hardly anything on speculation. And we're a real estate community that was used to years and years of homes being built on speculation or spec homes. They build a model home, and then they do a wonderful job of asking you to walk down the street, pick your home site, and make the changes that you want. So that plan proved to be very sustainable, particularly through the recession. It was a very conservative plan. It allowed that company to do very well during the recession, and I think you saw a lot of other builders sort of copy that model. And so now you have kind of the Ryan model. You also have Stanley Martin in town that are building kind of the two big guys. And then you have a lot of these local builders that are trying to do their version of that. And it seems to make sense. Joe, what do you expect kind of for the rest of, for our listeners, what do you expect for the rest of 2014? Does the market keep going? Do you anticipate a slowdown? Or what's your prediction going forward?
Well, Jeff, with good employment figures and with the interest rates at historic lows, I cannot imagine why somebody wouldn't buy a house today in Albemarle County. The financial products available for somebody to buy a house are just superb right now. It's just a great time to buy a house, I think. So I can't imagine that we're not going to have a great year this year.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be red hot going forward. And if you talk to any of our agents, almost all of them are as busy as they've been in a long, long time. Joe, we're going to take a break here in a second, but I'm also curious from a historical perspective, 40 years plus in the business, what do you think is the number one reason that people move to Central Virginia, particularly the folks that come down from the Northeast? How come they stop in Charlottesville and they decide, this is home? What does it for folks about Charlottesville, your opinion?
Well, a lot of people that I've talked to over the years say they like the idea of having four seasons. They've been to Florida and tried that, and they can't see past the first tree.
Yes.
And here in Albemarle County, you get these beautiful vistas of the mountains, and it's just a great environment, great place to live, and it's, you know, the economics here are strong.
Yeah.
Got a great university here, and it just has a lot of the pluses and cultural aspects of a much larger city, and still the benefits of a smaller town.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the four seasons, because that really is true. We get a lot of people that they're thinking about pre-retirement, and they head down to Florida, and we call them bounce backers or B-backers. They go to Florida, try it, and as you said, it doesn't work for them, and they move back up into the Charlottesville. You see a lot of that Charlottesville, Williamsburg, and the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle. That's kind of the three areas that a lot from the Northeast end up. And it is about the four seasons and the fact that we are in really kind of the first part of the Sun Belt, so you feel a little bit warmer, but you're not, you know, way down in the South. Joe Ost, thanks for being on the show. It's always fun to visit with you. Real estate royalty, Joe Ost. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Leonard Winslow's next. We got a bunch of mortgage questions. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM. For Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're talking real estate. We now have Leonard Winslow on the program. Leonard is Senior Loan Officer over at Movement Mortgage. Leonard, I want to drill down with you on a couple of numbers here. We keep talking about this first quarter report that Real Estate 3 does, and there are some really interesting things that happen in this first quarter. So just bear with me on these numbers so you understand, is that overall the market was down about 4% just in terms of gross sales 2014 versus 2013, just a slight decline. But what's really, really interesting is that the first-time home buyer market, homes under contract less than 400,000 was down 13%, which usually our market here in Charlottesville, it starts at the lower prices and kind of like a thermometer, it works its way up the price spectrum. That's not what happened this year. We have an inverted market. We have a market where the first-time home buyer sales are down, but the move-up market is up 17%. And by that, I'm talking about homes in the 400,000 to 2 million price range. Anything over a million was, you know, there was some transactions, but it's really 400,000 to 900,000. That's where this market has been carried. That's where the good numbers are, up 17%. And I'm wondering, Leonard, my long-winded question to you is that because we've been hearing about the first-time homebuyer loans getting a little bit harder for the first-time homebuyers, and on the other side of that, the jumbo mortgages have come racing back, and they don't have to deal with some of the Fannie and Freddie guidelines that you have. What say you, Leonard? Come on.
All right. On the from the jumbo side of things, I think what has helped there is I think the rates have pulled back.
Yes.
When we went through, what, 3-4 years ago, when you went to the non-conforming loan, those rates went up 1%, where they used to be somewhere between a quarter to a half. So those rates have pulled back. Everybody still has to go through the same guidelines. Everybody is going back to the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines. So we're all doing things the same way. I think it's more of there was a long-term slowdown in the upper-end market,
yeah.
And I think that's probably more of a catch-up.
I got you.
It was pent-up demand because you didn't get the sales on the low end to get that domino effect moving up. So I think there was some pent-up demand. I think we had some people moving out of the Northeast, coming down to here, and it's been a lot of cash.
Right, there's been a lot of cash.
So I think that's where a lot of the demand
Good
has happened
point.
Because the North was soft. They finally sold. They moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the first-time buyer guidelines, I think there's some relaxation, but not a great deal. I think it's just good, solid, down-to-basics underwriting guidelines.
Is it harder for a first-time home buyer this year to get a loan than last year?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Because I think everybody that's coming into the market now, their financial house is in order. And so we've been doing a lot of coaching. I closed a loan, I think about a week ago, where I've been working with the gentleman for 18 months. Now, we had some things we had to move around and get things, and we had to wait a certain period of time because there's a bankruptcy involved, there's a foreclosure involved.
Mm-hmm.
He waited the normal time frame. His credit score was in good shape. He had cash in the bank, good income. We closed it. He had some work to do. So I think now we're having a lot of home buyers utilizing Piedmont Housing's first-time home buyer program. We're doing a lot more education than we've done in the past, which leads on to they're more prepared, so the guidelines don't matter. It's just because they are in position.
You mentioned something, and I want to drill down on this a little bit. A lot of folks got rolled over in the last 5 years, the great real estate recession. We've had a significant number of short sales, bankruptcies. Folks have hit some hard times. Those folks are now coming back into the market with your guidance and your peers' guidance. They're able to kind of get their financial house in order, and some of those folks are able to buy again. Can you talk us through that process about how you could go from a short sale a few years ago or a bankruptcy a few years ago into turning into a buyer today? How does that work?
Well, I mean, basically, if somebody's credit is damaged, it's a matter of healing the wound.
Right.
And the longer the time goes, the more healing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've maintained whatever credit they did have, and the only thing that may have been involved was the short sale of a house or even possibly a foreclosure, on a FHA loan or a rural development loan, you got to wait 3 years. Once you meet that period, if everything else is in order, we're good to go.
Wow.
Bankruptcy for government loans for FHA is 2 years. And if you've maintained some credit, you didn't put it all into bankruptcy, and your score is now been rebuilt from getting over the bankruptcy, because a lot of times the bankruptcy is actually going to help because those late payments aren't going to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got some credit and getting a secured credit card is a great way to rebuild, you're going to be fine. But you need to talk to your lender before you get ready, even if you're still within that 2-year window or 3-year window, to make sure there's no other ghost in the closet that needs to be straightened out.
I got you. We're talking with Leonard Winslow, Senior Loan Officer over at Movement Mortgage. If you find yourself where you've had some credit damage in the last few years and you're looking to make a comeback or get some guidance, Leonard, would you give your contact information? Because Leonard is so good at this and kind of coaching you back into the market. Coach Leonard, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can get my direct line is 434-760-2580. Or you could check out my my Facebook page, which is Charlottesville's Loan Officer. Or you can call me, email me, which is Leonard, LEONARD, dot Winslow, WINSLOW, at movementmortgage.com. Or Google me and you'll find me. Or any Movement Loan Officer would be more than happy to help anybody. And we've got a great team that, you know, works through all the problems.
Leonard, always appreciate you being on the show. We have a few minutes left. Can you give me some prediction on interest rates? You're kind of crystal ball from the economic standpoint. Interest rates, actually, they've dropped down again a little bit. They bounced up, down. Where are we today, and where are they going?
Right now, we're in a mode where I think things are moving up a little bit. They have ticked up probably over the last month, maybe 0.25%. So you've gone from maybe 4.5 to 4.75. I think we're getting some good economic news in now. So I think the pressure is going to be up a little bit. But I think we're going to be, might cap out around 5.25, which is still a great interest rate.
Great interest rate. I also see people now considering a 30-year fixed mortgage. And it seems like the next one on the list ends up being like a 5-year ARM. Do you recommend that for any of your clients if they need to try to get that rate down a little bit?
You know, the difference right now in the interest rate might be 0.25% to 0.5%. And could that help some people? Yes, if they're in a really tight position. But what I'm looking forward more to is doing the 30-year fixed and doing something with the mortgage insurance if it's a high loan-to-value, where even a higher rate, we pay the mortgage insurance, gets you a lower payment.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So the interest rate, being a low interest rate, sometimes doesn't mean the lowest payment.
I see. That's good stuff. Leonard Winslow, thanks for being on the show. Beautiful time of year. I'll tell you what, we have a lot of clients coming in town this weekend. If any of our sellers are listening, make sure you have your home ready, available to show. There's a lot of people coming into town this weekend. There's going to be a lot of showings. And so just, you know, try to get that house show ready. I think there's going to be a lot of properties sold this weekend. Leonard, Thank you again so much. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're sponsored by Movement Mortgage. Everybody have an awesome Sunday. We'll see you next week. Make sure you check out realestate3.com.